In Iran, the spotlight is on the June 14th presidential election. The crucial vote will determine the path the country will be taking for the next 4 years. This has to a great extent undermined the city and village council elections, which are set to be held on the same day as the presidential election. Since the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Iranians have gone to the polls 3 times to vote for the city and village councils. A 4th round was to be held in June 2010, but was postponed for 3 years according to a decision made by the parliament. This year, 352,000 hopefuls have registered to compete for 207,000 seats around the country. Unlike other elections held in Iran, the Guardian Council is not responsible for the vetting process. Instead, a parliamentary committee has to decide which of the candidates are qualified to run. Since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, on average one election has been held each year. But the 4th round of city and village council elections is different in many ways. First and foremost, it is going to be the biggest election ever held in the history of Iran in terms of the number of candidates and the number of seats at stake. According to law, any village with a population of over 100 should have its own council, tasked with paving the way for the social, economic, and cultural development of the community that it represents. In this episode of Iran Today, we will be taking a closer look at the preparations made for this round of city and village council elections and the role these councils have played in the development of cities and villages and the services that they provide. Hopefuls have 7 days from the 15th to the 21st of April to sign up at their local governor's office. There are 8 cities in Iran with a population of over 1 million. 30% of Iranians live in cities. Each of those cities has 21 to 25 city council members. The capital, Tehran, with a population of over 9 million, however, has 31 city council members. There are 1,330 cities in Iran, and each of them has 5 to 15 city council members in accordance with their population. Meanwhile, there are also 62,000 villages, and each have 3 to 5 village council members.
This election is the largest election in the country in terms of the number of participants. Investigating 300,000 persons in a country is a demanding task. The aim of this election is improving people's involvement in their own affairs. Therefore, it should be done in a way that people won't feel discouraged of the revolution when they participate. It's even more critical than parliamentary and presidential elections. Providing services is a main factor here. City councils select mayors, monitor executive and economic issues, and finally, services.
This time around, the candidates are different. Compared to previous years, those who are running vary in terms of their occupations. For instance, in Tehran, many artists, actors, singers, as well as wrestlers and athletes are running. There are even former members of the parliament among the candidates. This has provoked different reactions from the public.
یه ورزشکاری که آشنایی کافی با این مسائل نداره یا یه مجری تلویزیون آشنایی کامل با این مسائل نداره. هنرپیشه جای خود داره، ولی دیگه نمیتونه که تصمیم گیرنده باشه یا فوتبال لیز یا ورزشگاه.
خوبه خب یه سری اشخاص مشهور یا مثلا بین هنرمندا ورزشکارا بیان تو انتخابات شورای شهر
واسه استر کردن و مقام و پشت صندل نشستن، به نظرم فکر نکنم، چون هیچ کاری هم پیش نمیره، بدتر لطمه هم میخوره به شهر.
به نظر من متخصصین وارد عرصه بشن خیلی بهتره، چون مردم باید آگاهی و شناخت از خود ایشون داشته باشن تا اینکه ورزشکارا بخوان بیان یا بازیگرا.
The participation of people from different walks of life with no experience in public sector management has drawn lots of criticism. However, some believe that cities can benefit from this.
Success of all of them together might bring negative consequences too. People's interest might be impeded by the expectations of other political or social groups or other lists. So another law is needed to limit candidacy of those who have no knowledge of urban affairs. I'm not to offend their personality, but they might be harmful to the city.
Elections are institutionalized in our political system. I have experienced 12 years of working in several countries, from the Indian subcontinent to England, Germany and US. Nowhere have I seen such variety and lively atmosphere. When an actor decides to participate in the race, it's great, for he finds himself responsible for his country. It's another step in institutionalizing the involvement in one's own fate. This is democracy. I believe it's a very strong point in our country.
The first constitution that was written 107 years ago included provisions regarding the establishment of city and village councils. However, the concept never got off the table. Immediately after the victory of the Islamic Revolution and based on an order from Imam Khomeini, on April 29, 1979, the executive regulations in order to establish the councils were compiled.
After the revolution, we had the Revolution Council and the Transition Government. 70 days after the revolution, on April the 25th, 1980, Imam Khomeini ordered the Revolution Council to prepare establishment of city and village councils. Unfortunately, different obstacles, including MKO, Iran-Iraq War, Bani Sadr, separatist movements, coups, anti-revolution demonstrations, and spies, made survival of the revolution the first priority for the authorities. Forming the institutional structures came later.
Despite the fact that 7 articles of the Constitution directly stipulate the mechanism and the duties of the city and village councils, it took another 20 years before the first council elections were held. Article 100 of Iran's Constitution. In order to expedite social, economic development, public health, cultural and educational programs, and facilitate other affairs relating to public welfare, with the cooperation of the people according to local needs, the administration of each village, division, city, municipality, and province will be supervised by a council to be named the village, division, city, municipality, or provincial council. The city council's main responsibility is to choose a mayor and monitor the performance of the city hall, and to formulate and ratify plans in order to make life better for city dwellers. We asked chairman of the Iran City Council, Mehdi Chamran, how the mayor is elected.
As the mayor should possess a high level of expertise, our constitution states that mayors should be selected by the councils. Expertise is different from political experience. Political characters should be well known among the people so the people can judge for themselves. The experts should be chosen by those who know the field of expertise. Therefore, it's for the councils to choose the mayor. Councils, as the representative of the people, select mayors among those who are able and knowledgeable enough. So the city councils select and monitor the mayors.
But
In Iran, most civil engineering projects and public services fall under the responsibilities of the city council. Improving public transportation, as well as street and highway construction and maintenance operations, are among the main activities of the city hall. The Tehran Metro is one of the largest civil engineering projects in Iran that was undertaken by the city hall.
I was responsible for a plan titled The Role of Tehran Urban Management in Realization of 20 Years Vision. We had to document our ideals about the future of the city. 2 5-year plans were developed based on the first plan. Cultural, social, services, and construction issues are discussed. The main planning priority in each issue is people's participation and links to cultural and social aspects.
On the other hand, the body is also responsible for protecting, preserving, and enhancing the city's parks and green spaces.
Green spaces were so little in Tehran. Some neighborhoods had 2 square meters of green space per capita. Now it has reached such a high level that there's around 15 square meters of green space for every single person, apart from the suburban parks. Some districts have 13 square meters of green space that is developing and extending by the day.
In a bustling metropolis, in order for the city councils to gather the information they need to solve the problems that city dwellers are facing, they should contact the local neighborhood councils. The neighborhood councils are comprised of 7 people chosen by those living in each neighborhood. Their job is to find out what the problems are and to communicate them to the city council.
Neighborhood councils have been established in Tehran. Around 13 other cities have neighborhood councils in the country, but they are different, for we've held an accurate election to choose the members. Neighborhood councils are our eyes and ears in districts and neighborhoods. There are 7 permanent members and 3 substitutes for each neighborhood that identify the needs of their neighborhoods. Residents of a neighborhood know what is needed there, whether it's an open gutters or a jammed street. We've even received some plans for traffic improvement. For example, they suggest an alternative road for a neighborhood, and most of the times, it works perfectly.
Cultural activities are also considered among some of the most important responsibilities of the City Hall. The Arts and Cultural Organization of Tehran Municipality is the division in charge of all civic centers, as well as community houses and neighborhood centers.
Although we might think of municipality as infrastructure, services, and architecture, it's not the case at all. It's a strongly linked to humans, their behavior, their lives, and their way of using the services. So culture is a critical point here. To fulfill their duties, municipalities should pay attention to cultural aspects along with architecture, construction, development, and etc.
~4% of the City Hall's revenues is allocated to the Arts and Cultural Organization of Tehran Municipality, a division that has managed to establish over 250 art and cultural centers in the 22 districts of Tehran over the past 17 years. Educational programs and activities offered at the civic centers and community houses include English as a second language, music, arts and handicraft, as well as filmmaking courses. The cultural organization is also in charge of building museums and libraries.
100 centers hold educational courses. We've executed an education development plan in recent years. The plan consisted of defining about 900 educational fields, 222 of which are social skills that weren't taken seriously before. Great practical courses were identified to teach skills related to family relations, personal and interpersonal relations, and especially to create bonds amongst family members. Worksheets and content indices were developed for each course. Near 50 academic professors provided scientific assistance in creating the content indices.
The city of Damavand is located in the northeast of Tehran province. With a population of over 36,000, its city council is comprised of 5 members. Considering the rise in the population of the city, this time its residents should choose 7 members. We went to the city hall to meet the chairman of the council.
We made some progress last year. An adequate budget has been allocated by the city council and the mayor this year. We have amusement park project ahead. I was vice president of the first council. The site was being prepared in the last 2 years. Hopefully, phases 1 and 2 will be constructed this year. Parks, especially neighborhood parks, are under construction. Other projects included asphalts and street curbs. As last year's budget was increased by 3, current year will have a budget larger than $20 million. As constructions comprise most of the cost, we hope to satisfy Damavand citizens in Gilavand or the capital, Damavand, in terms of construction of parks and streets.
In Iran, the first city and village council elections were held on February 26, 1999, and 200 people were elected. In 2003 and 2006, 2 more rounds were held. However, the June 2010 vote was cancelled by the parliament and put off till June 2013. Deputy Chairman of Tehran City Council, Hassan Bayadi, believes that there were political reasons behind the postponement.
After 2009 presidential elections, some events happened that brought many officials, and I was one of them, to the conclusion that the city isn't ready for another election after the seditions. Election for city and village councils had to be held immediately after the presidential elections. Another issue was the 2-year term of the council members. So it wasn't expedient at all to hold an election that had to be repeated 2 years later.
But member of Tehran City Council Masume Abad has cited financial reasons for the parliament's decision to postpone the elections.
The elections cost too much for the government. Each round of election created a stagnant atmosphere in the society before the election day to prepare for the new administrative forms. So it was decided to hold council elections and presidential elections simultaneously. Although one is absolutely political and the other one is non-political, simultaneous elections are more cost-effective. There will be more time and supplies for campaigning too. Now it is the first time that city councils and presidential elections will be held together.
According to law, the Interior Ministry and the Parliament are in charge of running the city and village council elections. The executive boards in charge of holding the elections are comprised of the local governor, head of the National Organization for Civil Registration, head of the Education Administration Office, and 8 people who are trusted by the people in the neighborhood. Supervisory boards comprised of members of the parliament and a group of those who are trusted by the public are in charge of monitoring the elections and confirming the final results. Over 110,000 officers will be monitoring the ballot polls. We talked to head of the Supreme Supervisory Board, Mohammad Javad Kulivand.
According to Article 73 of City Council's law, 5 MPs supervise the elections around the country. Provincial elections executive boards are comprised of 3 MPs for each province. Naturally, as Tehran is a gigantic province, my colleagues in the Supreme Supervisory Board election prepare for Tehran. This board is formed according to Article 74. There are 5 supervisors for each county and 3 for each district or bakhsh, whom are selected from the well-known people of the area. The supervisor can be employees of the public organizations.
The qualifications for running in city and village council elections include being an Iranian citizen, commitment to abiding by and upholding the constitution, being a resident of the constituency that they are running for, and having a clean record. As far as academic credentials are concerned, it is also required that the candidates hold at least a bachelor's degree in cities with a population of over 20,000 and an associate degree in cities with a population of less than 20,000. In villages, they need to have at least a high school diploma.
Requirements include academic degree, age, and nationality. Dual nationality is unacceptable for all the jobs. Candidates should be committed to the Islamic Republic government. They should believe in the constitution and Velayat-e Faqih. Article 29 covers the barring conditions. They shouldn't be a member of illegal groups and organizations. They should have no history of being a prominent supporter of the previous regime. They shouldn't be convicted of murder, theft, embezzlement, fraud, substance abuse, or mental deficiency. They shouldn't be infamous in any neighborhood.
Government officials are not allowed to run as candidates. According to the election law, those who do wish to run have to resign from their posts at least 2 months ahead of the registration period.
When the executive boards qualify the candidates, county and supervisory boards review them. Today the reviews have been completed and those who have failed in the second phase will be notified. They have a 4-day chance to ask for a revision. Candidates for city councils can apply to province executive boards and candidates for village councils can apply to county executive boards.
The hopefuls have 4 days to file their complaints with the supreme supervisory boards. According to the regulations, this year the final list of qualified candidates will be released by June the 2nd. Word is out that 90% of those who have registered are qualified to run. But many reformist hopefuls have been disqualified. Some of them are even current members of the city and village councils.
If you want to disqualify someone, you have to state your reasons. If they have a criminal case against them, the police have to provide a statement. And it's not having a criminal case merely. Clause G of Article 29 says convicted of. So the case should be decided against them. When there's a court decision, political tendency doesn't matter. They can ask for a review if they haven't been convicted. Clause E states that people infamous for a social vice. Field study in the neighborhood shows this.
On the other hand, Chairman of the Guardian Council, Ayatollah Jannati, has said that the current vetting process is not enough to ensure a thorough examination of the qualifications of the candidates. This provoked strong reactions from the MPs as well as Speaker of the Parliament.
Regarding Ayatollah Jannati's speech, we should take note of what he said before and after those sentences. I think it was pointing to the multiplicity of candidates for the councils, like the 300,000 that we have this year. Well, investigating 300,000 candidates in 25 days include general qualification, validating the IDs, validating the queries, and required procedures for each. We would have more time if there was a database for potential candidates, but it's not the case. Nevertheless, it doesn't mean at all lack of monitoring. Everything is under supervision in provinces and counties and districts.
Although city and village councils, together with the municipalities, focus on local civil projects and cultural development programs, the high number of politicians that are running this time has turned the election into a sensitive issue. We asked members of Tehran City Council whether this election can serve as a launch pad for those who are running to win higher political and leadership positions.
Activities and duties of the city councils are non-political. They're rather service-related, cultural, social, and developmental. If we keep them in mind, we see that there's a little politics in the mix, which is ignorable. Looking at the city council as a launchpad for one's political career and misusing people's votes for personal purposes harms the people's trust.
But why are politicians interested in running for the city and village councils? Some observers say positions in the municipalities and city councils offer them a chance to display their management capabilities, since the developments in the city are more obvious. However, other analysts say the limited responsibilities of the councils do not provide this opportunity.
There are shortcomings in the council's tasks to be addressed by the MPs and higher authorities. Authorities should strengthen the councils. Some issues limit the authority of the councils, both village and city councils.
City and village council elections are being held on June 14, the same day as the presidential election. Although the presidential election has stolen its thunder to some extent, the city and village council elections are by no means less important. Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Khamenei has stressed that the city and village council elections should not be marginalized. Considering the fact that the 11th administration will begin its term only 1 month earlier than the city and village councils convene, Iranians will be witnessing a change in terms of the way the country is run at both a local and national level.